Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A jury will decide the fate of former President Trump after closing arguments, which are expected next Tuesday.
The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have been in court listening to the testimony, but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. The jury represents a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites and come from various professional backgrounds, including a sales professional, a software engineer, a security engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, an investment banker, and a retired wealth manager. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The chair of the House Oversight Committee compares President Biden to Richard Nixon for refusing to release tapes of an interview with a special counsel. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Last week, the president used executive privilege to block House Republicans from obtaining audio recordings of his interviews with Special Counsel Robert Hur about his handling of classified documents after the files had been subpoenaed by the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. In an interview with Newsmax on Tuesday, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer compared Biden to former President Richard Nixon, who refused to release recordings of conversations in the Oval Office regarding Watergate. Comer said Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are afraid of what the American people may hear if the tapes are made public. Hur released a report of the interviews, describing the president as a well-meaning elderly man and described him as having memory problems. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Powerful storms that rolled through the Midwest spun up multiple tornadoes, including a fierce twister that smashed through a small Iowa town of Greenfield, causing a number of injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P 500 advanced 13. This is SRN News. A Tennessee hotel makes nice with a Christian group.
The Sonesta Nashville has apologized for canceling a planned pro-Israel event by High Yovel. The hotel says it got threats from presumably pro-Palestinian individuals and decided to kick the ministry out, which is probably exactly what those posing the threats were seeking. High Yovel obtained legal representation, and the Sonesta has decided to offer an official apology, which leaders of the ministry have accepted, though the event will still take place elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. This is SRN News. The UN Security Council has rejected a Russia-backed resolution on banning weapons in space. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The UN Security Council has rejected a resolution drafted by Russia banning weapons in space. The rejection comes as the U.S. says Russia launched a satellite last week that could be weaponized. The U.S. and its allies said the resolution's language that the 15-member council debated was simply meant to distract the world from Russia's true intention, weaponizing space. Russia's U.N. ambassador denied that his nation was trying to mislead the world. The resolution failed on an even split between backers of the U.S. and of Russia, with Switzerland abstaining. I'm Norman Hall.
The Security Council resolution drafted by Russia rivaled one backed by the U.S. and Japan that failed last month. The rival drafts focused on different types of weapons. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.